My footnote here is that the minor point, which involves the Masoretic accents, is this. The verse's main division is accented with Atnach, which falls on your servant. The accent which falls on dying is Dehi, an accent that divides the unit ended by Atnach, and therefore cannot be the end of the poetic line. Another challenging part of the accents of this half-verse is the presence of Rabbi with the first word, which in Hebrew is the verb strayed. In the poetic books, a Rabbi alone can be a defective Rabbi Mugrash, but only on the first or second word unit before Saluk, that is near the end of the verse. It could also be little Rabbi, but only before Olaviyored, which does not occur in this verse. Therefore, the only possibility left is that it is Great Rabbi, which shows the main verbal division prior to Atnach, that is the first half or so-called remote segment of the verse. This fits our line, since only two finite verbs are strayed. Since the only two finite verbs are strayed, which has Great Rabbi, and then seek your servant, where the object has Atnach, but the imperative verb has the conjunctive Munach, which in this case serves Atnach following Dehi, according to Price's handbook on the accents. The participle perish or dying is the word accented with Dehi and cannot end the line. And although the accents are a later addition to the book and not part of the original text, they were added by scribes who knew and spoke Hebrew more fluently than we do, and who had a very long tradition as to the pronunciation and accentuation of the text. Here, they help us to understand the grammar and the force of the words of the Holy Spirit.